USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Saudis have said a whole bunch of crap that's not right, accurate, or true. We know that, and we need to have some shared principles about what we're trying to get done if we ally with them.
Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on CNN's State of the Union, he says the Saudi Arabian government needs to detail what in the world happened in relation to the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi's got a lot of explaining to do. I think everything should be on the table.
Khashoggi, last seen on security video, walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Where his body is remains a mystery.
The cover stories from the Saudis are a mess. You don't bring a bone saw to an accidental fist fight.
Lots of lottery money on the line this week. Tuesday night, the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. The Powerball at $620 million Wednesday night after not one ticket hits in months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi heckled by progressives and liberals at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. And now it's happening to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The senator now thanking people speaking out on his behalf after he and his wife heckled at a Cuban restaurant in his home state of Kentucky. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Here's sound released by TMZ of the confrontation in a Louisville, Kentucky restaurant when a group of men approached Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife and started heckling them as they were wrapping up their meal.
"Why don't you get out of here? Why don't you leave your entire country alone?
Get
Other people in the restaurant, including members of the staff, can be seen coming to McConnell's defense by telling the men to back off. Earlier in the evening, a woman approached McConnell's table and called him a traitor, while other patrons in the restaurant clapped, that according to the Courier-Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his 3-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony. One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
"Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe because he ran at least twice. I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
"Being shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world."
For USA Radio News, I'm